שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו, אנחנו כאן.
Hello to you, thank you for joining us. This is our new life series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello to you. Hello everyone, hello Nitza Mazoz. This is show number 1261. And we're talking about virtual relationships, virtual communities. The virtual age is here and now be with us. It'll be fascinating. Nitza, please begin. So the virtual age began at least 2 decades ago and began, it developed more and more, especially in the past one. Virtual communities, virtual groups, it's something that developed greatly, and we see all sorts of such communities, communities of people who study together, learn, professional communities, trade communities, doing trade and business. Now, social communities that have a certain common goals, common desires, all sorts of communities have existed and do exist, and many, many people were part of such communities, and they had these kind of relationships. That kind of interaction. And what happened now in the time of the coronavirus, it isolated us. It created some social distancing. A state where the person needed to find a new type of connection, new type of interaction, new type of community. If before young people, old people, everyone, you had your social circles, your community life, etc. Now, people were used to have that part of their life, that framework of their life, take care of them, take care of their welfare, their health, happiness. That's what studies show, that communities greatly influence that. And now we see a new kind of community, virtual community, rising. So let's try to understand this animal called a virtual community. What's special about this? And later we'll try to feel what a person feels within, to understand what a person feels within such boundaries, such a new framework that perhaps people aren't so used to of them. So how do you see the idea of virtual social life, virtual communities? Dr. Lightman, I'm not very engaged in these things, but to the extent that I do, I think that virtual communities, that's just the call of the time. We've developed to a state where we need to transition to a virtual kind of connection between us, mostly. Of course, there are such areas, such kinds of physical connections that we must keep, but actually the majority of our relationships will be virtual, most of our interactions as well, and this will be much more useful, much better, much more accessible. It's also more, in a way, palpable. More practical. In a day, I can be in contact with 20 different circles in different kinds of connection. If it's online, I can speak in and participate in all sorts of conventions, read many documents, and so on. I don't need to travel and to toil. I don't need a car. And with all the hothouse gases and everything, we don't need all that. Why do I need that? Am I lacking CO2? Am I deficient in CO2? I can just sit at home with my air conditioning, nice, clean air, with my cat on one side and my dog on the other, and my dear, darling wife brings me a cup of tea, and I'm at home. I got everything in abundance, and I work, in a way where I'm much more productive than before, so why should I cry? about anything. Nitsa, okay, so as you described it, it was very convincing. It sounded very good, felt very natural, as you say. It is true. There are many limitations which are revoked. Dr. Lightman, yes, you have like 4 hours total just in transit, and you're in transit to work and back, and how much it costs the business owner to maintain the establishment, the physical presence and so on, and me with the car. Why should I do all that? Nitsa, yes, but people don't feel virtual connection as warm as that it's as warm as a physical connection. Dr. Lightman, it will come. Nitsa, okay, so about that, how do we develop such senses that allow us to feel virtual connection as satisfying, as warm, as close as physical connections, or even more? Dr. Lightman, truly, I don't feel a difference. Nitsa, you don't feel a difference? Dr. Lightman, I'm not a psychologist. I'm not talking about how the common person feels with respect to their character and nature, but I'm in connection with my students and the virtual for years, and the virtual connection that we now keep every day helps me stay in contact with thousands of people. Nitsa, virtual interactions. People have a sort of multisensory feelings, sensations when we're in a community. And some of these senses when it's virtual, well, except for hearing and seeing, you don't have taste, you don't have flavor, smell. Dr. Lightman, so the coronavirus comes and helps me not to be sorry about that. Why do I need touching? So I'm now talking to you. We develop these senses. We will develop these senses, and we will get to know, we will learn how to know a person in a virtual way. Let's say that before we didn't know each other at all. So through several such interactions, we will get to know each other. I will read your resume, you will read my resume, or something, we'll chat. Perhaps at some point we'll meet physically. But it's much better to work in this way. Let's say you're thousands of kilometers away from me, right? We don't need to run around to work so hard. It's very nice. Oh, and without a doubt, there are advantages to technology that allows a person to instantly interact with someone on the other end of the earth. That's clear. That's not the question. The question is, how with virtual communications, whether it's someone in the United States or in Tel Aviv, if I'm now interacting with a person completely virtually, regardless of why, how within that interaction can I bring a certain emotional closeness that so it doesn't feel plasticky, artificial, in a way deficient? How can I enrich this interaction? Dr. Lightman, and if you were close to that person, 2 meters away from him, what would you do? I mean, what would you add then? How would you add to the interaction? What would you add? Let's say I now see you, and with the way you articulate things, the gesticulation, the way you express yourself and move, I just don't smell your aftershave, right? But I'm not so impressed by your expensive shirt, maybe. I don't see it enough through the screen, let's say. Oh, and I understand where you're going, Dr. Lightman. I'm not lacking all that. Owen, I feel that I lack it. So, Dr. Lightman, I look at you as a smart individual who speaks properly. I look at her. She is a lovely-looking lady, well-educated, well-schooled. I'm impressed by all that. And all of that we do through our common work together. What else do you need? Nita, do you see social interaction in the future happening this way? Or is it something temporary that's just now in the coronavirus? Dr. Lightman, this is temporary. It will become much, much more so. This will develop more and more. Owen, how will it develop? Dr. Lightman, it will develop in many ways. Perhaps now I can click on your shirt, right, and then know how much it costs, where you bought it, etc. Maybe I can click on your face, and then I will know what brand aftershave you're wearing, right, or something like that. And the same with Nitsa. All sorts of such... I don't know who needs all that, but perhaps there are people who do. Owen, what do we need? Dr. Lightman, when I talk to you, I need documentation. Owen, what do you mean? Dr. Lightman, let's say we work on texts, on books. Owen, no, I'm saying emotionally. Dr. Lightman, that depends on our ability to feel, our emotions. Owen, so what depends... what's lacking for us to reach that kind of feeling of warmth in virtual connection as we do face-to-face? Dr. Lightman, I don't know what can be added. I'll tell you the opposite. When I am in a virtual interaction rather than a physical one, I can express myself better. Nita, that's interesting. Let's go into that. What can you express better, more? Dr. Lightman, emotion. Yes, Nitsa, that's nice. Dr. Lightman, yes, because first I feel myself more to be more protected, more committed to the interaction, more obligated. I feel that we have a certain mutual obligation here, because we have this limited kind of interaction. We're also limited by time and space. And so we need to invest in it more. Owen, okay, from here I want to advance, to open the circle a bit. For up to now we talked about just personal interaction between one person and another on the virtual space, and now I want to expand that. Nature created the human being as a social creature, we know. A person has his family, his community, his country, the world, all sorts of circles of connection. So how do you see the virtual motive, the virtual trend with respect to community life and so on, social life, what do you see happening from here on, from here on out? Dr. Lightman, this will help us maintain our community. We can hold such gatherings, meetings, games, all sorts of sing. Let's sing. You want us to sing together? Let's sing. You want us to play, to act. Let's do that. You have many, many things. The virtual connection allows, that physical connection doesn't. It sounds sad to me when you describe it. We had this world, a world, some force came, destroyed it, replaced it with a plastic world. Like singing, public singing, there's nothing I like more than to sit with friends, with food, and to sing together. Dr. Lightman, okay, that's something else. You say eating together, feast, you're adding, don't add. Owen, so let's do a virtual feast. Dr. Lightman, yes, let's do it. Bring a tray with something. I'll bring the same, and we'll do that through the screens. Owen, Yes, so that's why I'm saying that we had a warm and a world full of emotion and social interactions. This feast, Hafla, we call it, it's just... I'm from my grandfather had... he kept cows and so on, you're right. So a person needs to look... A person needs to be with friends. We sit together, do a chafla, we eat together, we sit with friends, we enjoy it. And you say, no, we need to start going only to virtual connections. And it feels, look, I understand, that's how you connect to someone in the United States, for example, but that's fine. But it seems, well, it feels that all this warmth of connection between people was replaced with this plasticky feeling. Computer, Dr. Lightman. Okay, that's a transitionary period, and I promise you, you won't feel any lack, any deficiency in it. We will know. Look, it's to the point where if you want to eat together, if we want to eat together, you'll make sure I have a melawach to eat, and we'll be together in the same meal exactly. I'm telling you, seriously, there are no limitations. It's just we're not ready for it yet. Oh, and what do you mean by transitionary period? What are we transitioning to? Dr. Lightman, the way we adapt to it. Oh, and you say we can adapt to it? Dr. Lightman, of course, and you have to, whether you want to or not. We became used to living as we do. Look, in the past, people used to work without going out of their house. It's written about in the Torah, it's written of this in the Torah, as you certainly know. It's written that if a person makes a living from home, he is successful. Oh, and, okay, so if we return to the idea of community life from here on out, you're saying that this virtual trend will become more and more natural and desirable. Dr. Lightman, yes, only that. It will develop in any direction, in every direction. Oh, and children, for example, they're very sensitive beings. Dr. Lightman, your children are sitting at home, each one is with his computer, and they don't care about anything. They don't even want to talk with their friends, if not through the phone and the computer. Oh, and that's true, but just sitting at home, no, it's not good for them. They want to go out and see their friends, even though at home they're constantly in the computer and their cell phones, but they're dying for social interactions with people, physical social interactions. So how will children live from here on in terms of society and community? Dr. Lightman, for sure they'll meet with their friends. They'll play soccer and all sorts of things like that, of course. How can they not? All sorts of games. Regular, normal life, but... Let's say for like 2 hours a day, and everything else will be virtual. With their teacher as well, virtual. They'll exercise in front of the computer also. Oh, and so if I understand your vision of the future, you see a certain combination between physical interactions and virtual interactions, as if the two worlds unite, connect, right? Merge. Dr. Lightman, you saw how you play tennis, right, through the computer? You stand with this bat, right, and you play. And in front of you, there is some Schwarzenegger or someone, and he plays with you. And you get to a state where you have this sensation that you're really there, in it. This imagination. Oh, and so that imagination, is that the sense we lack that we need to develop more? Dr. Lightman, this is all imaginary. What? No. You sitting in front of me here, are you not imaginary? Owen, what do you mean? Dr. Lightman, I don't want to go into that, really. But, okay, look, I imagine you, and that's it. It's not that you actually exist. Owen, so in the states we're heading towards where the virtual and physical are merging, in technology today, people are talking about all sorts of... Like you said before, you can click on with the mouse on something and get information. It's spoken of. So how you as a Kabbalist see it. Where does it take us, all these interactions, Dr. Lightman? From everything we can choose, we will choose what we actually need, and we will become higher quality, in a way. Nitsa, so virtual connections will develop us? Dr. Eichmann, yes. Nitsa, what will they develop in us that right now is underdeveloped? Dr. Eichmann, because I don't care... I don't care about seeing you physically, but rather our plans, our thoughts, our relation, that's what I care about. And why do I care about the geometry of the person, right? How much he weighs, what he wears, what's his shape. So you said that virtual connection, what it does, it causes me to ignore the physical aspects, and it builds within me a better ability to interact internally, like to connect to people's thoughts, desires. So in that way, Dr. Lightman, yes, certainly, and we'll get to a state where I actually really don't care about the physical form of the person, where after many talks with you, for example, for lack of choice, there I have this image of you. And after that, after a time when you're far, I don't get a different impression of you. I mean, it doesn't hurt anything, doesn't damage anything. Dr. Lightman, you now said very interesting things. Yes, said some interesting things. You have all these communities of singles who interact, they get to know each other a little. And then there's a kind of disappointment because the expectations don't meet reality. And now you say that because you get this inner contact, this will compensate for the physical things that perhaps I imagined something. And Dr. Lightman, it won't only compensate, it will cover for it entirely, conceal it. If I know a person's thoughts, right, his inner being, his feelings, his aspirations, then when I see him, it doesn't matter to me. I came to connect to his internality. Well, we're not talking about the young who, that is, of course, a matter of age, like the sickness of the young. Okay, oh, and so we have a person with his spouse and or her spouse and children. So that's the first circle. We have expanded circles now, like community, country, world. Now, this the family unit, right? We cannot see, we don't imagine it becoming virtual, right? I have me, my house, my wife, my children, and we live together. That's the basic unit, right? Dr. Lightman, well... Oh, and what do you mean by well? Dr. Lightman, okay, so how many hours or minutes a day do you see your wife? Oh, and at the end of the day, when I come back from work, exhausted. Dr. Lightman, exhausted, right? But how much do you get to talk to her then? Owen. Okay, so you say that within our family, Dr. Lightman, the virtual form of interaction will completely cover up physical interactions. It will build up a new way to relate to your spouse, even. Dr. Lightman, what kind of way? Dr. Lightman, Owen. Dr. Lightman, I don't know, but being in virtual contact with her for a long time, you'll understand, you'll get to know it. You travel, you go somewhere, you come back, and you can always interact with her. And she has the ability to be to interact with you. Owen, okay, so let's skip forward some years, 20 years, let's say. How do you see the community life of people in 20 years? How do community life look? What do they look like as we progress through the 21st century? Dr. Lightman, I think that we'll be moving to a new dimension of life where we feel each other only. We don't see each other. We transition to a more inner feeling, inner vision, inner sight. Owen, and where does that carry us, this inner sight? Dr. Lightman, a higher dimension. It's a higher dimension where I disconnect from this physical, the physical appearance. Why do I care about what shirt, what dress people are wearing, what they look like? Why is it important? I get to know your essence, and I connect to that essence. Owen, will this fulfill your basic need as a person for a social life? Dr. Lightman, completely and absolutely, it will be a perfect world. Owen, what will turn it to perfect? Dr. Lightman, we will rise from the degree of anima to the degree of speaking. We will feel the internality of each one, and we will connect internally with our hearts and souls. Owen, what will the community then provide for its... what will it give in that state to its members, individual members? The community, you have these individuals who are members of community, which is connected, where people are connected from heart to heart. What will each one feel? What don't you get now from community life right now? Dr. Lightman, you will feel that you have the ability to connect to each and everyone in the most inner kind of connection. Innermost connection. Owen, and what does it give you? Dr. Lightman, it gives you a feeling of unlimited interaction with no borders and boundaries. People will feel as though they're flying through the air. Owen, is that good? Dr. Lightman, I think it is. Yes. It detaches us from all the limitations and restrictions of today. We can only dream of right, how will it be. No, that state is clean, pure. Owen, we have a problem. Our shows keep ending halfway through, but we have to end. Dr. Lightman, you only have to bring it to fruition. Dr. Lightman, Owen, thank you very much for being with us, all of you. Good life, learning to live well. Goodbye.